This is Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you to stay pure online. Today we are playing part two of our interview with CJ and Shelly Hitz, authors of The Forgiveness Formula. When CJ and Shelly were engaged in college, CJ stumbled on internet pornography, which began for him a secret habit of lust online. After they were married, Shelly also developed her own secret habits of viewing pornography. In today's program, CJ and Shelly talk to us about how they came clean to each other about their sin and the steps they took to walk away from temptation and to forgive each other.
I tell people that Shelly has been the very face of Jesus, you know, to me in terms of forgiveness. I let down my guard in terms of our household, and I allowed the enemy to come waltzing in the front door. And I do take responsibility, you know, for the fact that I opened that door up to a pornographic influence.
And I just knew I had to get help. And I told him, I need counseling because I cannot get out of this on my own. You know, because I tried. And it's like, you know, sometimes you try the self-help things, the behavioral modification. But I was trying it, and it was like, I'm not going to do it. And then I would do it. And I was trying these things, and it wasn't working. And I was feeling that desperation of, I'm either going to completely go off the deep end, or I'm going to get help. And when you take that sexual energy and the sexuality that God has given us, and you take it outside the bounds of marriage, even if you're you know, doing it on your own and satisfying yourself in your own way, it's going to cause consequences. There's going to be some sort of damage that happens. And we have definitely seen that in our marriage. But, you know, the amazing thing is that God is a healing God. You know, He is a forgiving God. And He is bringing healing into our marriage. You know, that's what we want to share, is that hope that even though we had these consequences, and we are still living with some of the consequences today. I mean, it's not that it's just you snap your fingers and everything is better, but it's a process. And God is bringing healing. And when we do come together and we have sex in our marriage, it is the best thing. It is better than anything that I've experienced apart from CJ. And, you know, God is renewing that joy in our marriage, that bond, that intimacy, and He is bringing healing. But there definitely have been consequences that we've faced along the way as well.
Well, let's talk about that message of hope, and let's get into that. How did you both come clean to each other? I mean, at this point in the story, you guys are still sort of privately and secretively doing these things. How did you kind of come clean and start opening up? Who opened the door first? What was said? And what was the reaction?
I finally had shared and been vulnerable, you know, with Shelly with something that really brought more shame to me than anything. And the shame really came from just knowing that it wasn't Shelly that I was, you know, Shelly wasn't the reason that I was doing these things. It was, of course, buying into a sinister temptation and a lie that would make me think that, hey, this is something you need, and it's a very satisfying thing, and it's very appealing to the eye. And so for me, it was shameful because of what I was robbing Shelly of, and how I was also, you know, bringing hurt to her, even though she didn't know the exact origin, you know, of that hurt, of that loneliness, or that lack of intimacy. And so coming clean and saying, you know, these are some of the reasons right here. And just sharing that, I remember it was a very freeing thing. And not only that, but it's been very healing to know that Shelly still chose to accept me. To see her, I tell people that, you know, Shelly has been the very face of Jesus, you know, to me in terms of forgiveness. And, you know, being able to accept me still, she won't say this. She'll say, you know, she takes full responsibility, you know, for her own actions and the buying into some of the temptations as well. But I still believe, and, you know, I believe this goes back to the garden, you know, that the man is the protector. And I let down my guard in terms of our household, and I allowed the enemy to come waltzing in the front door. And I do take responsibility, you know, for the fact that I opened that door up to a pornographic influence. And so I take responsibility there just as I believe, you know, Adam should have. I mean, Adam should have stepped right in and stepped on Satan's head right then and there. Said, you're done, you know. But he didn't. He let Satan kind of come right in and influence, you know, Eve, and he didn't take responsibility. He said, hey, well, sure, I'll take a bite as well. And, you know, we men, we can be passive in this way. And instead of being protectors, God's called us to. And so for me, I take that responsibility and I realize that a lot of damage, you know, has been done as a result there.
And Shelley, what did your confession to CJ look like?
There was just, I think there was that moment of, oh no, what am I doing? And I just knew I had to get help. And I told him, I need counseling. I need help. I need something because I cannot get out of this on my own. You know, because I tried. And it's like, you know, sometimes you try the self-help things, the behavioral modification, you know, and all of those, some of those things can be helpful. But I was trying it, and it was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then I would do it. You know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I would do it. And I was trying these things, and it wasn't working. And I was feeling that desperation of, I'm either going to completely go off the deep end or I'm going to get help. And so I remember confessing to CJ, and he, you know, agreed. And I started counseling, Christian counseling. And it was one of the best things that I did. Started to bring some healing to the hurts from my past, especially with my relationship with my dad and some other things. And I started meeting with an accountability and prayer partner once a week. And God began just to do an amazing work in my life. And it was on and off. And, you know, I take two steps forward, one step back. And yet, you know, God would never let me give up, you know. He just kept pursuing me and kept pursuing me. And I'm so thankful that, you know, for him, because on my own, I could not be free today. But through Christ and through the, you know, the people he provided for me, the things he provided for me, and even, you know, CJ being supportive of me during that time, it just really made a difference.
Shelley, you often talk a lot about the subject of forgiveness when you travel and speak to groups, and you're a woman who really understands personally the power of pornography because you were struggling with it yourself, but you also are a wife of someone who struggled with this. It wasn't just your personal struggle. CJ struggled with this, and just as you alluded to earlier on, this is something that you had to learn to forgive him for. Do you feel that your own personal struggle with pornography has actually impacted the way you understand CJ's struggle with lust?
You know, I definitely think it has. And, you know, it was one of those things that even though, like, I knew that I had struggled with that and I had committed adultery in my mind with, you know, the pornography and the, you know, the thoughts that I had and everything, it was still, you know, it still hurt. It was still hard, you know, and it still felt like inherently like maybe there's something wrong with me, you know, that he's going to these things and instead of coming to me. And, but, you know, I think because I had struggled with it, even though I was hurt, even though it was hard, even though I felt those insecurities as a woman, there was part of me that I think was not condemning to him as I probably could have been if I had not personally struggled with this myself. And I have a very, very close friend that her husband had an affair, and she kept saying to me, Shelley, you know, I have to keep coming to God. And it's in Psalm 51 where it said in verse 3, where it says, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. And she said, you know, I have sin in my own life, even though he had an affair and he's done these things and it seems bigger or worse or this or that. And there are worse consequences. But she said, I had to keep focusing my eyes on, on who, you know, my relationship with God, my sin is ever before me. And I think it was just, you know, it was a good reminder to me, you know, that no matter who we are, where we, you know, where we've been, if we struggle with pornography or not, you know, to remind ourselves that, you know, ultimately we're responsible for us before God. And if, you know, if I'm judging CJ or if I'm, you know, angry and hurtful and disrespectful and all of these things, that's my sin. And that my sin is ever before God. But, you know, it was still hard. You know, I still had to work through, you know, some of the pain that I experienced with it. But I will say that I don't think I was as harsh on him because I had also struggled.
And so if you were speaking to a group of women whose husbands struggle with this temptation, how would you teach them about forgiveness?
Key thing that God has just taught me over and over, I've had some very deep hurts. My grandma was murdered. I experienced sexual abuse. My parents went through a really, it was a difficult divorce. There was a church split. We've had financial difficulties, and there's just been betrayals and, you know, just all kinds of just stuff that have happened in my life. My dad was assaulted and has permanent brain damage. And so there's just, there's been a lot of things in my life. But the thing that God has really taught me is that, you know, John 16:33 says, in this world, you will have trouble. It doesn't say you might. It doesn't say if you have enough faith, if you're a good enough Christian, that you won't have trouble. It says you will have trouble, but take heart, I, Jesus, have overcome the world. And so I know that this side of heaven, there's going to be stuff that happens. And yet when I hold it in and when I hold that unforgiveness or that bitterness or that anger, it affects me. You know, it's kind of like the saying of, you know, taking poison, expecting it to kill the other person. Who's the only person that gets impacted?
Right. Yeah.
You know, we do. And there's just this one illustration I want to share briefly is an illustration God has used powerfully in my life. It's, you know, unforgiveness, bitterness, all of that. It's like carrying a dead corpse around on your back. And if you did that physically, it would literally start to eat away your healthy skin. And basically, when we carry around that unforgiveness, and it, you know, it just festers within us. And I've done that before, you know, where I carried unforgiveness towards my grandma's murder for 20 years, you know. I carried unforgiveness, you know, towards CJ for a while before I was able to finally let it go. But when you carry that around, it's a weight. And, you know, it can begin to eat away at us emotionally and spiritually. And there's a verse, Mark 11:25 in the Amplified Version. It says, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. It's like letting that weight drop. Leave it, let it go, in order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your failings and shortcomings. And so forgiveness is not mean. It doesn't say that what your husband is doing is right. It's not condoning his behavior. It's not letting him off the hook. It's actually for yourself. So you're not carrying that weight. So it's not eating you up. And so that you can be free. You know, you don't have anything blocking your relationship with God. And that you can walk in freedom. And so many times, you know, the person that feels like the victim ends up being in bondage because, you know, we want to hold on to that anger and unforgiveness. But when we're able to give it to God and then allow him to walk us through a healing process, because anyone who's been betrayed in this way, anyone who has been hurt in this way, it's not going to be a snap your finger, okay, I forgive him and everything's great. You know, there's a healing process that you have to build that trust back in a relationship. And so then allowing God to bring healing in your life and in your marriage and, you know, to give that to him. But it definitely is freeing when you can forgive.
You have been listening to part two of CJ and Shelley's story. In our third and last podcast, they will share how they speak to youth about the subjects of lust and pornography. Learn more about CJ and Shelley's ministry at christianspeakers.tv. where you can get a complete list of the seminars they offer and the books they've written, along with free articles, podcasts, and videos. I'm your host, Luke Gilkerson. Find Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or visit the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.